The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hezbollah has elected its new leader following the killing of Hassan Nasrallah in an Israeli airstrike last month. It comes as Israeli airstrikes continue in Lebanon and Gaza. For the latest, we're going to the Irish Times correspondent in Beirut, Sally Hayden. Sally, good morning.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
It is a pleasure. Sally, I want to talk to you about your experience in talking to some of the refugees and your experience in going to some of the areas that have been subject to airstrikes. Before that, the significance of the election of the new Hezbollah leader.
Yeah, so Naeem Qassem has been elected as its new head, and he was the longtime deputy, and that ended basically a month-long vacuum after Hassan Nasrallah, the very longtime leader, was killed by Israel. So Naeem Qassem, he's a Shia cleric and ex-chemistry teacher from southern Lebanon. He's written various books. People I've spoken to say that in the past he's been shown to be open to Western media, and he wasn't regarded as one of the most radical, though in recent speeches he's been saying they'll fight until the end. Obviously, Israel's defense minister, Yoav Gallant, has warned that Qassem's appointment is not for long. And, you know, they've basically been wiping out the Hezbollah leadership. So, yeah, I guess it remains to be seen how long he will stay in power.
You've been writing extensively in the Irish Times recently about the refugee crisis, and particularly about Ireland's role, or Ireland's lack of delivery on its role in relation to those refugees. There are something to the order of 200 to 300 people in the area who were led to believe that they would now be in Ireland.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I've been living in Lebanon since January, and since this escalation started on 23rd of September, around a fifth of the population or more have been displaced. And so obviously those figures, you know, now they're saying maybe 1.3 million. It's a huge number. It's unimaginable. But in the middle of that, I came across this particular topic, which, you know, it sounds like a very small number of people, but actually what had happened was that Ireland effectively promised resettlement to hundreds of Syrian refugees. And they sent a delegation here in November 2022 and gave people a sheet of paper saying if they were accepted, they could expect to be resettled to Ireland by the end of 2023. And now it's another year on from that. Only four families out of 375 people have been resettled. And the others are just completely desperate. And I ended up getting in contact first with one person, but then, because they all have a WhatsApp group, I've been in touch with dozens of families. And they're saying, like, it's just the stories are so tragic. Like, people who have been displaced again and again, bombing near their homes. They've been waiting for all of this time to be moved to Ireland. You know, anytime they feel like they could get a call and be told that they're going. And so they haven't been making other plans even before this. But now, obviously, the outbreak of this, you know, of this war, or the escalation of this war, means that everything is just so desperate, it's impossible to describe. And the fact that Ireland, you know, has this relationship with these people, I thought that that was really important to highlight, and that this is, you know, failing to be seen through.
You talk about the escalation of the war. We're covering, obviously, and discussing a lot the airstrikes in Lebanon, particularly in the recent one in the Bekaa Valley. You've visited some of the hospitals dealing with the aftermath of those airstrikes and seen some of the areas. What have you seen?
Yeah, I have. And actually, in the last hour, another warning has come through from the IDF regarding Baalbek, telling people to evacuate from there. So, I mean, 60 people, from what we know, were killed in one day this week, but we don't know what is going to happen today. And it's worth people following that. I've been in various places. I mean, I've been in the past in the Bekaa Valley, that affected place, Saida, which was bombed in the last 24 hours. Nabatea is where I went last Saturday, and I spent time in a hospital there. So that's a city that's been under evacuation orders since early October. And it was honestly like the most eerie place I've ever been. It was really, really distressing. So I went to a hospital which is still functioning. It was the only place that with a lot of people still in it. And they're staying there because they say that there are still civilians in the city, even though the city has been repeatedly bombed, even though there are evacuation orders. There are just, you know, elderly people, poor people, people just who haven't had the capacity to leave. And yeah, the stories are really heartbreaking. And what is happening in terms of these, you know, we're calling them evacuation warnings or evacuation orders, but it's mass displacement. You're forcing people to leave everything they own, their jobs, everything they've known, their communities, and just entrust their hands in kind of hoping that they'll find charity somewhere. And yeah, it's just devastating these regions. And then the bombing, you know, obviously Israel is claiming that they're targeting Hezbollah targets. But from what we've seen, like, it doesn't seem clear that that's true in at least some cases, potentially a lot of cases. There's a lot of civilians who are suffering in the middle of this.
Sally Hayden, thank you very much. That is Sally Hayden there from
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.